Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company. We're midway through a fantastic lineup of music featuring Elliot Galvin's new album Punch and songs from Kurt Elling's 2001 album Flirting with Twilight. Let's start this hour with the fantastic UK musicians called The Clogs. The album's called Sawdust and Spangles, and it's been described as a bubbling pot of tango, klezmer, jazz, circus, classical and Latin American music. We'll be featuring the album on a forthcoming In the Moment, so let's have a listen. This tune is called Baby Elephant. Thank you. What a wonderful, quirky tune. It's by The Clogs, and it was called Baby Elephant, and it's from their new album, Sawdust and Spangles. And Jazzwise magazine described that album as engaging, a coherent bridge between jazz and film music in a swaggering, Kurt Weill-ish ambience, one evocative mood after another. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today, we're featuring a new album by up-and-coming British piano player, composer Elliot Galvin. A few months ago, I played several tunes from a new release by Welsh bass player Hugh V. Williams. His album is called Hon, and amongst the musicians is one Elliot Galvin. I've been wanting to play more from the album, it's fantastic, so this is as good an excuse as any. We're going to listen to a tune featuring Laura Jird trumpet, Alan Nathu tenor saxophone, Elliot Galvin accordion, J. Davis drums, and Hugh V. Williams himself double bass. It's called Slumps. That was Hugh V. Williams's tune Slumps from his recently released album Hon, and you heard Hugh V. Williams double bass, Laura Judd trumpet, Alan Nathu tenor saxophone, Elliot Galvin accordion, and Jay Davis drums. Hugh V. Williams has said that he's given himself a challenge of writing a piece of music every week, so hopefully there'll be much more material from him in the near future, so do keep your ears peeled. Today we're featuring a brand new album on In The Moment by Elliot Galvin. It's on Edition Records and it's called Punch. He's just aged 25 and graduated only a couple of years ago after completing a degree in jazz and composition, in which he won a gold medal award. As a jazz pianist, Elliot performs as a soloist and with ensembles like the Chaos Orchestra and the London Sound Painting Orchestra. He composes for his trio, which is simply called the Elliot Galvin Trio, and he's released a previous album, a debut album called Dreamland in 2014, which was very well received critically. His trio juggles a number of musical worlds, spanning classical, jazz, popular and art music. It's held together with a free-spirited improv sensibility and a healthy dose of fun, playfulness and moments of captivating beauty. Let's hear Galvin playing his own DIY melodica and a characteristically offbeat tune called Hurdy Gurdy. Thank you. That was a tune called Hurdy Gurdy, and you heard Elliot Galvin piano and melodica, Tom McCready double bass, and Simon Roth drums and percussion. And we'll hear more from that album later in the programme. Also still to come on in the moment, another tune from Bobby Hutcherson, who sadly passed away last week, and shortly a tune from Gazing Roer and Mayer, who we heard from at the beginning of the programme. Today we're also listening to songs from Kurt Elling's 2001 album Flirting with Twilight. He's a very distinctive vocalist, endowed with true musicianship, and he worked a large part of his early career. He worked with pianist and arranger Lawrence Hopgood, who plays outstandingly on the piano throughout and crafts subtle arrangements on a number of tracks. The album Flirting with Twilight focuses almost exclusively on standards. Elling is an erudite Chicago-born musician who's been described as being able to polish even the most worn chestnut to a brilliant shine. Sometimes compared with singer Mark Murphy, he's able to imbue songs with an emotional charge which is unique and yet fits the song perfectly. Here he plays with Lawrence Hopgood piano, Mark Johnson bass, Peter Erskine drums, and a tune called You Don't Know What Love Is.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know how lips hurt until you kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flipped your heart and you have lost. How can you know what love is? Do you know how the lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing, how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. How hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. How can you know
thank you.
heart fears. The thought of reminiscing and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. Our hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how can you know? How can you know? How can you know, my friend, what love is? How can you know what love is? Love is what love is, what love is, yeah.
That's a wonderful version of the standard You Don't Know What Love Is. You heard Kurt Elling voice, Lawrence Hogwood piano, Mark Johnson bass, Peter Erskine drums. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s to the present day. And earlier on the programme we heard from a new album by three musicians at the top of the game. The album's called Amira and it features Swiss drummer and percussionist Samuel Rohr, Swedish bass player Björn Meyer and German bass clarinet and saxophone player Klaus Gasing. Let's sample another tune from this album, this time a Gasing composition called What We Leave. Thank you. Fantastic stuff there. That's Gesing Roa Meyer and a tune called What We Leave from their new album Amira, and it's definitely worth checking out the rest of that particular album. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. And today our main feature is Elliot Galvin's new album Punch. It's on Edition Records, and Galvin is one of the rising stars of UK jazz. He's a superbly gifted composer and pianist, and got a maverick imagination and magpie-like ability to blend different worlds of musical influence into his own unique musical vision. There's a kind of gentle humour and slight weirdness, I'd say, in many of his tunes, which have a definite angular dark side, using exotic time signatures and often deceptively simple melodies. The musicians featured are Tom McCready double bass and Simon Roth drums, and let's have a listen to this tune, which is called 1666. Another intriguing tune from Elliot Galvin's new release album Punch on Edition Records, together with Tom McCready double bass and Simon Roth drums. Now to our last tune today from Kurt Elling's 2001 album Flirting with Twilight. Much of the Elling magic is attributable to his ability to choose ideal musical cohorts, and here he plays with Lawrence Hopgood piano, Mark Johnson bass, Peter Erskine drums, and on some tunes a wind section of Clay Jenkins trumpet, Jeff Clayton alto, and Bob Shepherd tenor. Commentators have often suggested that Kurt Elling owes a debt of gratitude to classic singers such as Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra, but he's carving his own path as a master musician in his own right. One of the best tunes on the album is a Curtis Lundy tune. It's called Orange Blossoms in Summertime.
When winter is on again, fragrance ends, and the withered leaves drift out from the dying trees as they find release. But I'll remember it. the sweet perfume of orange blossoms in summertime. We are far apart, and my heart feels a winter chill. I've got to lay down and cry, but I know by and by that I'll remember it. The sweet perfume of orange blossoms in I'll remember it.
What a beautiful track there. That was Kurt Elling and the tune Orange Blossoms in Summertime from his album Flirting with Twilight on Blue Note Records, released in 2001. And you heard Lawrence Hopgood piano, Mark Johnson bass, Peter Erskine drums, together with the horn section Clay Jenkins trumpet, Jeff Clayton alto and Bob Shepherd tenor. And if you haven't yet had your fill of Kurt Elling, don't fear, we'll be featuring a new album by the Bramford Marcellus Quartet called Upward Spiral, in which Kurt Elling joins the band for a scintillating set of standards. Today also we've been listening to a featured album by Elliot Galvin. Let's have our last offering from this, possibly my favourite tune on the album. It's a Beatles tribute called Cozy that was apparently inspired by A Day in the Life, but perhaps also includes shades of the Esbjørn Svendsen trio. Here is the Elliot Galvin trio with Tom McCready bass and Simon Roth drums, and the tune Cozy. Thank you. I like that a lot. It's a tune called Cozy, and it's from Elliot Galvin's new album Punch. It's on Edition Records, and I recommend you go and have a listen to the full albums. Great stuff. Tom McCready, double bass, and Simon Roth, drums. Well, that's almost it from today's In the Moment. I hope you've loved the music as much as I have. Until we do it all again, do have a great week. Let's finish with another tune from Vibes player Bobby Hutcherson, who sadly passed away, age 75, last week. His late 60s partnership with tenor saxophonist Howard Land always produced soulful results, but it took until the 1990s when he made an album which translated into a literal flirtation with funk and rock. It's called San Francisco, not only one of his best albums, but one of his most appealing and accessible. We're to hear Joe Sample piano, John Williams bass, Mickey Roker drums, Harold Land sax, with Bobby Hutcherson himself on vibes, and a tune called Hmm. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. Do you